Welcome to Shom Achshov on the Daf, your sponsor, Lo Yinishpas, Abbi HaKashom, Le'abas Yitzchok. We're holding Bo Abasra Davov. The Gemara Nehendem Amud Beis brings a story of two people that are living in the same building, one on the second floor, one on the first floor, and the building sunk into the ground. And now the first floor doesn't have much room to come in. The first floor tenant needs to crawl to get inside to his apartment. So the bottom tenant tells the top tenant, let's go rebuild the house so we're able to live normally. So the top tenant says, I'm living very comfortably. I don't care that you don't have a room to go in. The bottom tenant tries to convince the top one he is going to build it himself. He will rent a place for the top resident to have where to be. He's going to take care of everything. And the top one says, no, I'm not interested. It's too much of a tircha for me to move from where I am. So says the Gemara, says Rav Chamo, the top one has his right. That's min d'satin. His din is he doesn't have to move out of his apartment, even though it's really uncomfortable for the one living below. And the Sefer Darkei Musar, he brings in the name of the Altar of Kelim, that this story shows us how you cannot focus only on Shulchan Aruch and follow Shulchan Aruch to the T. Yes, al pi din, the top floor is correct. But in this case, it's clear to everybody that you need to go lifnei mishurat hadin. Don't go follow the rule of the law so strongly that one is not able to live in his house. We're talking about a little bit of uncomfort for the top floor in order for the bottom floor to have a normal living. So yes, the top floor does have the right to stay up there and not move out. But a little bit lifnei mishurat hadin. This is what we learned. We learned it in Masechet Bo Metzio, regarding the fact that Adam needs to be noig lifnei mishurat hadin. And we mentioned there where the Ma'arav brings on the Gemara that says that loy nechavei Yerushalayim elishemidu divreihem al din toyro. Yerushalayim was destroyed because people were going based on din toyro with no compromise. And the Ma'arav in Bobitzi explains that the idea is that the toyro is midas hadin. The Torah shebichtav comes to us as din, as exactly the way things are supposed to be al pi din. But Bnei Adam, they need to be acting lefi midas harachamim. They have to go lefni mishurat hadin, not based on din. So they have to act in a way which is not going through the judgment, the midah that a Torah has given to us. And as Rashi brings the beginning of Chumash, Ratza Kadosh Baruch Hu livrei soilom midas hadin. Yes, the world has midas hadin in it. But if you have midas hadin only, Rosh Ein Oilu Miskayim, the world cannot exist. You must go lifnei mishurat hadin. One should not demand to follow the rule of the law strictly, because that's not a way to live. You don't follow the Shulchan Aruch exactly. Lechumro, you should give be a little bit more, makel with your friend, and be able to live a life of lifnei mishurat hadin. Okay, after this, one more nekudo. We learned in the end of Masechet Bo Metzio, in the Perek HaBayis VeHaLiyah, what the Noam on the Melech says, based on what's brought down in the Arizal, that Bayis VeHaLiyah, whenever it says Bayis and Aliyah, whenever you have a first floor and a second floor, it is a mashal to human beings down here in the world and HaKadosh Baruch Hu up there. Shamayim Shamayim LaHashem, VeHaaretz Nosan Livnei Adam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is up there in the second floor, Kivyochol, and we're down here in the first floor. And here maybe the message, based on the Altar of Kelim, is that, yes, if we are noeg b'midas hadin, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu is also going to be noeg with us b'midas hadin. And chas v'shalom, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to judge us b'midas hadin with no compromise. There's no hope. The same way you understand that a second floor, if he does b'midas hadin, so the first floor is not going to be able to live normally. So we, human beings down here, if we have to be judged b'midas hadin, we're not going to be able to live normally. And the same way we went from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be noeg lifnei mishurat hadin, that's each person needs to be noeg with his friend lifnei mishurat hadin. Anyone who wants to join the Shom Achshava email list to WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.